Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our friend Kirk Chaffetz being back on the show. Kirk is a 14-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Thinking Inside the Box. He is a Pulitzer Prize finalist. As you've heard me say many times before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. He founded Story, his company called Story, and grew it into a company and has divested of it now and moved on and he's our good friend Kirk Chaffetz. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Story Worldwide, I should have said.
That's okay. I've been trying to call it just Story for two decades.
Story Worldwide, folks. And I want you to know that we were a witness to that growth, that development growth right here on the show. He was doing it while he was talking to us about the show. And of course, folks, as you know, I consider Kirk to be a prophet. And so I hope you'll pay attention. You'll thank me later. Kirk, let's talk about some of the outrageous things that are happening, that some of the capabilities, some of the levers that are being made available to some members of the marketplace these days that are kind of disrupting things.
Yeah, I think I have only recently latched on to so-called chatbot technology and really taken a look at it, wrote a piece about it for my own blog and for Story's blog. And I really think that everyone in business, but especially small businesses, need to pay very careful attention to this, because here we have big technology and really high tech suddenly turning the tables and turning technology into high touch, in effect, which, as you've always said, has been the province of small business.
That's right.
A place where small business could always win. And I think that's getting less certain now.
You think chatbots are turning the table on that?
Well, you know, not yet, right? But this is something that people have really...
Tell the audience what a chatbot... Tell them what a chatbot is.
So a chatbot is, fundamentally a piece of software that allows you to talk to it, right? And it will answer your questions. It recognizes natural language. It improves itself using machine learning. Excuse me. Which is a really complicated topic.
If this, then that.
Yes. And by categorizing user responses, right, consumer responses, they can respond better to each one, to each query over time. It's not really artificial intelligence the way lay people think of artificial intelligence, but it's what we've got at the moment, and it's going to keep improving. And it puts all of that together to allow us to talk to our computers. You know, I mean, the original of these is Stanley Kubrick's PAL 2000 in 2001,
right?
A Space Odyssey. We thought that was really bizarre science fiction. It turns out now we're on the edge of turning that into fact.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is going to develop over the next decade,
mm-hmm,
as this stuff gets better and better. But the difficulty is it can easily eliminate most retail jobs, right? If you can ask the object,
right,
a question about the object instead of having a human being there, it can, and this is the same kind of thing that is...
Well, think about what you're talking about. What you're talking about is a souped-up kiosk at McDonald's, for example.
Absolutely. Or you're also talking about giving intelligence and the gift of conversation to anything in the world, so that as the Internet of Things progresses, we're going to be able to, you know, talk to our refrigerators about what's inside.
But I was just using that example because I think people can imagine. I imagine walking into McDonald's and having that machine that the kids punch your order into, have it turned around to us. And, you know, we already know the menu, so we just say, a double cheeseburger and fries. You want, and the machine says, you want ketchup? You know, and you say, yeah, I got some, well, how many ketchups do you want? You know, whatever.
Exactly.
Or maybe if you're a neighbor, the machine will ultimately recognize your voice and says, hey, Kirk, you still want ketchup with those fries?
Right.
That's on the horizon, isn't it, Kirk?
Some of that's already here, and there.
I mean, in fact, when you walked in the door, the big brother of that machine recognized your face and said, "Welcome, Kirk."
No problem. Or you didn't walk in the door and it recognized your phone number.
Or it didn't recognize your door. It didn't recognize you coming in the door, and it called you at home and said, "Where you been?"
Right.
Hold on to that thought, folks. We're going to put all of this together with what's going on right now, even as we speak in the marketplace, and how it's affecting you and me out here on Main Street.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.